You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to thank you for joining us on today's program. We do want to let you know that the WMIE fall offering will be taking place. It starts Monday, the 20th of October. Our phone number is 321-632-1000. If the Lord lays it upon your heart to partner with the radio station to help raise their operating budget for the next 6 months, that would be greatly appreciated. It's always great to find out that there are people who are listening and benefiting from the gospel of Jesus Christ going forth. And so you can put that on your calendar. Do want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete has been in Brevard County way longer than what I have been in Brevard County. They do expert work in all things concrete. They've got decades and decades of experience. They know it like the back of their hand. They know the different strengths. They know the different preparations that need to be done. They know the codes. They have the connections to be able to get the right material at the right time. They know how to deal with people and find the best value whenever a project is being done. And so if you have a project that involves concrete, maybe it's a slab or a porch or a driveway or something of that nature, their phone number may be of great assistance to you. It's 321-536-5804. They can put their decades of expertise, their great work ethic, and their experience to work on your behalf so that you will be ecstatic with the product when it turns out the way that we have been with the projects they've done for us at the church, as well as projects that they have done for me at my house and other people in the church, as well as businesses that I am familiar with. One contractor said, "Your concrete guy is my concrete guy." And so that spoke very, very highly of Jits Concrete to me. 321-536-5804 if they can be of any help to you. Today we're going to go to Psalm 100. It is a psalm of thanksgiving, and like I was sharing on yesterday's program, where there were some similarities in the way that things were worded, I want to go back to with you to Psalm 100 so that we can take a look at that. It's only got five verses in this particular psalm. It says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we are ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." So the greeting here, or the note of before verse number one of Psalm 100, is that this is a psalm or a song of thanksgiving. And I think it's something that we can always improve on is being a more thankful people. So you don't ever have to teach a child to be selfish, but you do have to teach them how to be grateful. Okay. And so if they're unhappy, if there's a problem and they need some help addressing that problem, they let you know about that in a way of getting your attention pretty quickly. And the way that you generally know that you have taken care of the problem that was a problem for them is they quit crying and all of that sort of stuff. So they don't really say, thank you so much for taking care of my mess. It's just that they quit voicing their displeasure and their uncomfortableness. Well, as believers, you and I have to learn and practice and put to use and make it a lifestyle where we are a thankful, thankful people. So one of the things that we do with our food is, you know, we always take time to pray for it, to bless it, but also to say thank you for the food that has been presented to us. And so I worked for a pastor one time. He said, you know, I'm really into the business of doing things in the most economic time frame. So he would pray over his groceries while they were still in the car. And that wasn't the only time he prayed. He was making the point in stating that sometimes we get so regimented and in such of a routine that sometimes the routine causes us to miss out on the point that it was there for in the first place. So you and I live under a mandate here of verse number one of making a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Being a child of God is not a bad thing. It is a privilege. It is not something we are supposed to, you know, go around saying, oh, you just pray for me. I'm a Christian and I don't do a lot of the stuff that other people do. So you just pray for me. No, it is a blessing. It is a privilege to be redeemed by the Lord and not have to carry around the burden of sin and the weight of this world and be filled with anxiety and have that fear replaced by faith. That what a blessing it is to be a child of God. And so I've told you this temporary season that we are experiencing where, you know, we get to have some of our grandkids and their mom and dad, you know, live with us while they're waiting for a house to sell and moving into a house. And I will tell you that there is a way in which they greet me, and that is this. If all of a sudden the door opens and I walk in, I've got one grandchild that will come running and they're just so excited that I'm there. They're just glad to see me. And then there's another one that much younger hasn't developed words yet, but man, do his eyes and his countenance just let you know that what he's got going on inside is, I'm so glad I got to see you. I'm so glad I got to see you. And so here in verse number two, we see a little bit of a taste of what it should look like for the children of God. And that is that gladness ought to be one of our most recognizable traits. So my wife, when our kids were young, she did a great job of training the kids to come, you know, this is while they're still young enough to do what everybody said, is they would run to meet me at the door. And they would, you know, I remember an encounter in another state where I had to go to work, and I'd stopped by to see my wife at work, and my son, he was like, just, he wanted to say goodbye. And I remember, you know, him running to the car, and I thought that he got hurt, and there was a great deal of uncertainty, and all he wanted to do was to give me a hug goodbye. And you know, that remains one of my favorite memories to this day, as far as the desire to be around me, not the fact that I thought he got hurt. That part was actually quite traumatizing. But Christians should be, we shouldn't be going around saying, hey, don't you want to be a Christian so you can be as miserable as I am? It's the exact opposite. Aren't you tired of carrying around that burden of sin? Aren't you tired of failing? Don't you miss out on a relationship with God? Wouldn't you like to have a joy-filled relationship with God the way that I do? That's really the invite, if you will, to the world is, hey, we don't live by anxiety, we live with peace. We don't live burdened, we live in a yoked covenant relationship with God. We don't worry about the future, we focus on the one who holds the future. And so because he is the Lord, we get the privilege of serving the Lord. Now, the concept of serving is also partnered with the word worship. So worship is not just the songs that we sing. Worship is the privilege of being a partner in the Father's business. So serving and worship go together. So there are some people who want to worship. They want to sing the songs and all of that sort of stuff. But that worship, that expression of praise and thanksgiving with our voice, isn't fully accomplished until that worship becomes a lifestyle of serving the one who is worthy of our time, our energies. He is worthy of our best. And so we don't say, oh man, I gotta go do this. No, we get to serve the Lord, and we do that with gladness, and we come before his presence with singing. I heard this interview, or a recounting of an interview, of a person who had intentionally walked away from God. They had been evidently pretty prominent in Christian circles, and something happened, and they decided that they were going to abandon the faith, and did abandon the faith. And so there was this person that was asking this gentleman about Jesus, and at some point in time his eyes welled up with tears, and he said, I sure do miss him. I sure do miss him. And you know, I think a lot of times spiritual procrastination deceives us. I think that sometimes we say, oh, well, if I don't get around to it today, I'll get around to it tomorrow. And, you know, tomorrow sometimes never comes. Every day has its own distractions. Every day has its own troubles. And so we need to realize that we may get another opportunity, but that new opportunity will not be sufficient to make up for the missed opportunity that we had before. So I want to encourage you. Let me bring it down into a practical sense. Make sure you tell the people in your life that you love them. Make sure you tell the people in your life how thankful you are that God made them and that you're blessed to be able to know them. Did you know that those simple intentional acts and intentional words can make a world of difference in your relationship with one another? The same is true with our relationship with God. We need to say, God, I'm so thankful that I have you in my life. And God, I wouldn't have you in my life if someone hadn't been loved by you and loved you enough to worship you and serve you by telling me about Jesus. So there are people that I know who had direct impact on me becoming a child of God. And so I want to serve God to bring glory to God, but also part of that is about, you know, being grateful for those who brought the gospel to me and wanting to be of the same benefit to those around us. Come before his presence with singing. In fact, it says here in verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The goal of praise and worship is not to hit a new note on your singing capabilities. If you're on a worship team, it's not for someone to be drawn to you. In fact, if it ever becomes look at me instead of it being look at Jesus, we've missed the mark at that point in time. The goal is the presence of God. So our theme this year is treasure his presence. Treasure his presence. I know that there are people who you may be going through difficult seasons with some relationships in your life right now, but I want to encourage you to be grateful that you still have that relationship to have the challenges with. There are a lot of people who would love to have the opportunity one more time to tell their mom, their dad, their spouse, their child that they love them, and they don't ever get that opportunity again. I was at a memorial service back in September, and the pastor's wife was there, and so I went up to greet her, and her and a lady next to her were seated in a pew, and then I was on the backside of a pew, and she said, "Hi, I'd like you to meet my mom." And her mother is in her 90s, and I said, "God bless you so much." And I said, "I don't get the opportunity to hug my mother anymore. Could I just give you a hug? And so I just wanted to honor a godly mother who was there to support a pastor's wife. And the next time she gets to see her husband, will be worshiping the Lord face to face. Come before his presence with singing. There is no substitute for the presence of God. There's the presence of no person will substitute for the presence of God. Possessions are no substitute. And in a church, I believe that we should have good programs, but good programs are no substitute for the presence of God. And so please value the presence of God to such an extent that we will not do things that would be displeasing to God. We want to do the things that instead of sowing seeds of strife and discord, we're taking steps to promote unity and godliness. Know that the Lord, He is God. Okay, so the latter part of verse 3 is, He who made us and not we are ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And so we had just talked about that we are are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We talked about that on yesterday's program. I want to talk to you just a minute about knowing that the Lord, He is God. The Bible talks about that the revelation of God that we have is declared by how much we have become like Him. We shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And that's why it's important that we constantly grow in our understanding of who God is. So we come, first of all, to understand that He's our Savior. He is not one of the ways to be saved. He is the only way to be saved. And so I hope that you understand that, and that you understand that He is God. He's the God who created the universe. He is the one who is sovereign and in charge. He's the self-existent one. He's omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent. He's everywhere. You need to understand that He's not just Savior, He's God. Living in this age of brokenness, you need to realize that God is our healer. That's one of our four primary doctrines, is that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And He's our coming King. Those are our four basic tenets of faith. You need to understand that God can make us whole. Doesn't mean that He's always going to do it the way that we want it to be done, but there are a lot of people that are very thankful that God is our healer. I'm thankful. I've got a testimony where God supernaturally healed me. I've got testimonies where God has used physicians to surgically heal me. I've had situations where there were surgeons who strategically removed dangerous things out of my body or damaged areas out of my body. I've got a child that is alive, that had they been born 150 or 200 years earlier, They would have died as a child. So I'm thankful for all of those different healing. I've got family members who have been surgically relieved, so that they function better now than they did before. Their doctors say you're not perfect, but you're better. And so we're thankful for better. So thank God that he's here. I'm thankful that God is my provider. He is the God who provides not only materially, but he also provides himself. He provides sacrificially. He always provides the right thing. He is the God who is not just the God of enough. He is the God of more than enough. And so that's a relief. Thank God that he is our provider. But verse number 3 and all of the titles that God could be given, and I just gave you a short list, it says, know that the Lord, the sovereign one, the one who leads, the one who governs, who judges, who corrects. That's who we're talking about. So whenever I read the verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength, that means when I'm out there and God is leading and God's in charge of the project and he's just invited me to come along and be part of the process and the victory, I'm going to celebrate that. So as you are being thankful, as you're offering up praise to God because of all of the things that he's done for you, remember that he wants to be our Lord. I'm thankful he's my Savior. I'm even more thankful that he's my Lord, because you know what? His lordship has saved me from a lot more pits and a lot more dangers and a lot more traps of the enemy. I'm thankful that God is my deliverer from all of the plans and the schemes of the enemy, but I'm even more thankful that he's my Lord. He leads me into his presence. He leads me to the safe place, and he will do the same for you. Know that the Lord, he is God. It's him. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You have a good day. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.